News. I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin this week in Delaware. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, water pressure still a little bit of a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst Friday, sending tons of water into the streets. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Firefighters across central and southern Florida battling blazes that have temporarily shut down several highways and caused some residents to be evacuated. More than 900 acres have burned. The Forestry Service says the fire is some 90% contained. And firefighters gaining ground now in a wind-driven blaze that has scorched thousands of acres. That is some 60 miles east of San Francisco. Several people have been evacuated, but no injuries reported. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the United States this month.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month. New Census Bureau data also finds Seattle residents only slightly more religious. 16% of people there in the city claim to attend church at least monthly. Southern cities like Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities. This is SRN News. Oregon's entire coastline is closed to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning described as unprecedented. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Authorities say they will not support a proposal to house unaccompanied migrant children at two former casino hotels in northwest Mississippi. Tunisia County Board of Supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There had been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's Republican state officials and the local sheriff. More details at SRNnews.com.